This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tom Holman, who joined this operation, tells me that they arrested about 90 illegal migrants here. This makes it the largest operation that we have seen under the Trump administration. Holman says this is part of a much larger criminal investigation. He called this phase one and something they have been planning for a while. Early Monday morning, HSI, along with special agents and Texas DPS, made the arrests in and around Colony Ridge, a largely Hispanic development outside of Houston. We sat down with Border Czar Tom Holman right after he joined that operation.
Through a targeted enforcement operation, we went with warrants on some people. Some were worksite operations, and others were traffic stops conducted by Texas DPS. The last number I saw was like 69 criminals. I know for a fact there were several sexual predators, I mean child predators, that were arrested for sexual misconduct with a child.
So Tom Holman speaking there. Of course, Border Czar has been getting the job done for the Trump administration, talking about the efforts that are being made to secure our borders and to make our country safe again. And you have to think to yourself, who in the world would possibly be opposed to what we are seeing Donald Trump's administration do, including through the efforts of Tom Holman? Well, let's talk about it with our friend Roy Murdoch, who joins us once again, a nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, and a Fox News contributor. He has an article in the Daily Signal right now talking about this. DeRoy, welcome back to the show.
Danny, great to be with you again.
Thank you. It doesn't seem like this is a difficult one. I don't know how you would look at the type of people that Tom Holman and his outfit is extracting from the United States and be opposed to it, yet it still seems as though a lot of people want to paint it as something other than what it actually is.
Yeah, you've got all these folks who are, yanking their hair out and causing all sorts of difficulties, dragging their feet and otherwise, to prevent ICE from removing people from the country who are illegal alien criminals. And these aren't just shoplifters. These are people involved in robbery, armed robbery, assault, rape, child rape, and murder. And you've got people saying, well, we have this sanctuary situation, so, if some guy has been convicted and he's about to be released from prison or something like that, ICE will come in and put in what's called a retainer, which is called, hang on to that guy, we're going to pick him up and deport him. And they'll say, nope, we're just going to let him go. Won't let you know when he's leaving, and off the guy goes. There's some guy in Massachusetts who convicted of faced three counts of aggravated child rape and three counts of forcible child rape by the name of Jose Fernandez Perez from Guatemala. And the Essex County Superior Court in Massachusetts basically said, all right, well, we're not interested in the ICE waiver. We're just going to let him go. That's July of 2022. And this guy was just, walking around having a good time enjoying himself in New England until February 2nd when the Trump administration went in and picked him up. And now he's finally in ICE custody. But, he's just walking around having a good time because of the sanctuary laws and all these other things that let these people engage in even child rape and still be able to get away with it until, fortunately, we've got Trump and Tom Holman in charge now, and they're finding these guys and picking them up and sending them back home. thankfully.
Yeah. To me, it's the most frustrating. It's very pleasing to see that they're being able to get the job done and all that. But the frustrating part about to me is it really seems like it was just a choice, that all that needed to be done by the administration was choose to remove the bad guys from here and stop them from coming in. And I think we have a great indication that the Biden administration and the Democratic Party chose to put the United States in the peril that it's in right now.
They absolutely did. I mean, the fact that this border has been able to go from, I think, a high of roughly 13,000 people coming in a day under Biden down to, I think, on Saturday, 200 people. That's a 98% decrease in, 5 weeks, something like that. This is a situation, if Joe Biden wanted to, he could have closed the border. I mean, he could have done whatever it was that Trump and Homan have done and actually get serious about border protection, border security. And they didn't do it, and that's because they didn't want to do it. And I think their whole idea was, let's get as many people across the border as possible, let them break in, and then give them free services, free hotel rooms here in New York City, free food, free education, free health care. And I guess their hope was that these people at some point would start voting Democrat. And if some children get raped in the process and some people get killed and Lake and Riley gets wiped out, well, that's just, I suppose, collateral damage. And this is sick, disgusting, twisted, and gives us a sense of truly how evil the previous administration was.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. We're speaking with Roy Murdoch right now, a Fox News contributor, a nationally syndicated columnist. He's got an article on this particular topic in the Daily Signal. Personally, here in my home state, I, of course, work in St. Louis, Missouri, but I live in Illinois. The Chicago Tribune has an article out right now. It says, audit finds thousands were improperly enrolled in state health care program for non-citizens, while costs were vastly underestimated. The Tribune goes on to say, Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration vastly underestimated the cost and popularity of a pair of health insurance programs for immigrants who are not citizens that has ended up costing the state $1.6 billion since the initiative began in 2020. And I will tell you, as a resident in the state of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker is trying to implement a progressive tax now to help cover the costs of the deficit that they're in right now. I mean, J.B. Pritzker is one of the leading critics of Donald Trump, and he can't have his own house in order. I mean, I think that the tentacles of this illegal immigration have gone way, way deeper than people even realize.
Way deeper. And I'm sure there are people who are citizens of Illinois, citizens of America, who were born in this country, who have all sorts of health challenges and would love to have somebody help them out with their health care bills. And that money, $1.6 billion, can be used to help those people out, or be used to build new hospitals or new clinics, hire new doctors for medical research, what have you. And instead, it's going to take care of illegal aliens, well, at least non-citizens, but some are illegal, some of them, maybe some legal, some illegal, but certainly we should take care of American citizens first. And $1.6 billion, that's just one state. I'm sure you look coast to coast. This is probably somewhere in the scores, if not hundreds of billions of dollars of this money that's going to people who, much of this money is going to people who broke into this country, including illegal alien criminals and, as I said before, child rapists, as I just sort of discussed in the Daily Signal today.
Roy Murdoch speaking with us right now. Donald Trump said this today, too, during the press conference that was surrounding his first cabinet meeting. But he did highlight the fact, he's like, I want to make sure that this is clear. We want people to come to the United States of America, that we still want immigration, but we want it to be legal immigration. Do you think that Republican Party as a whole needs to talk more about the good kind of immigration? Or do you think that this is just such a big issue right now that the focus being squarely on purging the illegal immigrants who are here, specifically the ones who are causing this type of great crime like you've written about, that that's a prime focus?
I think you make a very good point, and the left is very, very good at this. If you say, look, I want to get illegal alien child rapists out of America, they'll say, why are you against immigrants? They're very good at this, and so they blow up that linguistic smokescreen and try to conflate the pressure we want to put and resistance we want to put on illegal immigration versus people who come here legally with passports, visas, permission, and they come here, work hard, and join the American dream as my mother and father did when they came from Costa Rica in 1962. And so I think it would help linguistically if we use the term illegal alien to refer to people who broke into our country and refer to legal immigrants for people who come here with permission and not use the term migrants, which is just a big, big mush. Who knows what that means? And it's sort of a PC term that I think covers up the fact that we have illegal people here. So I think people think, well, let's be nice. Let's not use the term illegal illegal alien because it's racist or something. Nothing racist about it. It's a legal term that is in the U.S. Code. The Supreme Court uses that term. And I think we should talk about illegal aliens who ought to be booted out of this country versus legal immigrants who come here with permission, who want to work hard and join the American dream. And as long as they come here with our welcome, I wish them luck. I hope that they succeed. I hope they make us proud and make this an even a greater country. And we, the first step is to use the right terminology, illegal aliens for the folks who ought to be booted and legal immigrants for those who should stay here.
I think that's a brilliant move. Take the immigrant word out of the illegal portion of it. I think that's a very, very smart thing to do.
That's it. And stop talking about migrants, because that's just, as far as migrants are birds who fly in here and then fly away, as far as I'm concerned. Migrants don't refer to people.
DeRoy, last question before we let you go. This is one of the main areas of what Donald Trump promised that he would do, which is to secure our country and make it safe again. Do you feel very confident about Donald Trump's progress so far, 1 month in?
Oh, it's tremendous. I mean, he is doing a much better job than I thought he'd be able to accomplish, not just in terms of immigration, but in terms of so much else that he's attempted to do. The radical transparency, I saw something just the other day that in the first month he answered something like 1,014 questions, I believe, versus something like 114 on the part of Joe Biden. He's answered seven times as many questions, constantly available to the media. We've seen what he's been able to do on DEI, what he's been able to do on with the illegal aliens. Just yesterday we had, or last night, we had the one big bill passed in the House, which means looks like this Trump tax cuts will be extended. His level of energy and focus and relentlessness are just amazing for a man of 78 years old. I mean, wow, imagine if you were 68.
Yeah.
Boy, this is just the busiest man of almost 80 years old I've ever seen in my life. I've got friends of mine, in fact, a very good friend of mine works on Capitol Hill. He happens to be about 26, 27. He's one of these people who needs a lot of sleep. He sometimes is sleep by 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night. I told him, you better not go work at the White House, because he will last one day. Trump will look at you and say, you're fired. So,
I
really
love
quite
that.
Something.
DeRoy, we appreciate you. Thank you for being with us today.
You bet. Great talk to you, Annie. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. He's one of these people who needs a lot of sleep. Is that a generational thing? I feel, have you ever, Brad, you probably heard this because you're up on internet lingo, probably the most of us, but like bed rotting. Have you heard of the term?
Bed rotting? Yeah.
Explain it.
Well, that's just when you lay in bed all day and you don't do anything and all you do is like scroll on your phone or whatever. So it's a combination of laying in bed and doom scrolling, which is just scrolling infinitely on your phone, not doing anything.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's Almased.com.
Here's the thing. That's like everybody's goal. It's like the day that you want to have. But you're a productive human being, so you don't get to do that. You dream of that day. Maybe, I think that my generation, being an elder millennial, probably Gen Xers, you hear of like, oh, I'm going to take a mental health day. And you roll your eyes, but then you're like, but maybe I'll take a mental health day. like, maybe I will take a mental health day. That wouldn't suck.
Those are the worst.
The difference here between these generations is that if you find yourself rotting in your bed, scrolling forever on your phone, covered up to your eyeballs and hiding from the world, you used to have the self-respect not to tell anybody about it. But this younger generation, Gen Z, is like, let's name it. And then we'll hashtag it on TikTok and tell everybody, I'm taking a mental health day, gonna go rot in my bed. For me, shut up. Just, you know what? If you've got to take a day, if you absolutely have to take a day, take the day. Doesn't need to have a name. Everything doesn't need to have a name. But when I hear Jorie Murdoch say, this 26-year-old very good friend of mine in Washington, D.C., he's the type who needs a lot of sleep. Oh, that hits hard. You know what? I need a lot of sleep. I don't get it. That's why I need it. I don't sleep a whole lot. I sleep more than I used to. I started prioritizing sleep and figuring it out and taking a lot of melatonin. It's gotten better. I'm usually asleep now definitely by midnight. And that's not this. Every once in a while, I get one of these things where I'm solving the world's problems at 3 a.m. Just not as much as I used to. Let's take a quick break. We're going to speak with Carrie Pickett next. I'm excited to talk to Carrie Pickett. She wrote an article in the Washington Times, and the headline here is very interesting. FBI is looking into James Comey's off-the-books honeypot operation targeting the 2016 Trump campaign. So we got a whole new situation at the FBI, and now they're pulling the curtain back. Are they going to find anything? What the heck is a honeypot? That sounds very interesting. We're going to find out from Carrie Pickett, the author of this article. She's doing the work. We're going to bring it to you next on the Annie Fry Show. Don't go away.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.